T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Phil, you just made a really good point before we went on the air. What exactly constitutes tech?
Well, it's changed over the years. And in California, it's huge. It started out with chips and with computers in the Silicon Valley decades ago. It grew from that to software. You know, you had your Oracles, you had your Microsoft, you had these things that went into people's laptop or back then desktop computers.
Somebody had a floppy disk to load.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Then the big revolution happened with smartphones. That's when it transformed from something in an office or in a home limited to maximum use and opened up entire new avenues. So now when you talk about tech, you're not just talking about computers building. As a matter of fact, few people are out there building computers like they used to be.
Yeah,
you're
right.
Not talking about chips anymore being made here in the Bay Area. We're talking about the businesses that have sprung from that. So tech now includes people that are working in software, people in finance, people in sales, people selling things, guys driving Lyfts and Ubers. It's all part of a gig tech economy. It's much like Detroit started out with a car and wound up with everything from gas stations to insurance. The challenge here, though, is while this tech time is ticking away and going, it's also crowding out other businesses in the Bay Area, and we are becoming a company town, a one-company town.
Okay.
And like anything like that, that has its positives, but also its risks.
You know, I grew up in a prune orchard on the Los Gatos-Campbell border, and right down the street now is where Netflix is headquartered, right? So then that's the kind of transition we're talking about. The problem now is we're number one and number two in the nation. San Jose, San Francisco are two separate metro markets, number one and number two in tech job creation. I don't know where we are in building houses to put all those people.
Well, that is the ongoing, you know, tug of war that we're having, and we're going to be, that's not going to go away, because also those people that are coming in tend to be younger, they tend to be single, they have a different lifestyle than, let's say, the suburban spread. But over the years, they're going to want maybe their own house. All right, so Stan, you're absolutely right. We don't have the housing for them. The housing we do have is very limited and very expensive. It is driving other people out. We don't have the office space for other things either. So one, you're driving people out that can't afford to live here, but you're also, I'm going to say it again, driving out everything. Incubator businesses that used to be in other things could come and start in this area. They're not anymore. They're going elsewhere. It's tech and tech all the time.
Except, Phil, let me just counterpoint to that. I mean, every one of these tech employees needs dinner, needs clothes, needs their lawns mowed if they can buy a house with a
exactly.
lawn.
Exactly. But you see, what we're talking about is they're all driving. It's like everybody's plugged into the same generator. The generator is tech, and you have all these cords going out to it that are hitting all these jobs and appliances. The problem is you don't have another generator if that one fails. And a lot of the tech economy, being my cynical self, is built on speculation, on IPO. A lot of these companies have yet to turn what we used to call profits.
Yeah.
So tech time is ticking away. We're getting more and more dependent on it. It's a wonderful gold rush. You just got to hope that the vein of gold doesn't go out.
Well, we'll be talking again Friday morning when Lyft's IPO goes out. It looks like it will. And we're talking a company that's lost billions of dollars is going to be worth billions more come Friday morning.
Nothing like falling up.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.